Today's shiur is Masechta Zvachim, Daf Kuf Aleph, and we will begin on Daf Kuf Amud Beis, 5 lines from the bottom. As we had discussed at the end of the shiur, previous shiur, Rebbe's opinion is that not only is there a ninus on the day of the Petira, but there's also a ninus on the day after, on the Yom Kfura, and that a ninus extends into the night. Says the Gemara, Amru Rab Kamei de Rava. So the Rabbanin said to Rava how Rabbi Yirmiyah understood Rebbe's opinion that a ninus of the Yom Kippur extends into the night. Said Rebbe the following statement. Mid the Kama Rebbe, so Rabbi Yirmiyah said the following in understanding Rebbe's opinion. Mid the Kama Rebbe, Yom Kippur Tfaifis Laila with Rabbanin. If Rebbe says that the aninus goes in, that aninus of Yom Kippur, which is aninus Rabbonon, extends into the night, said we must extrapolate b'chlal the Yom Misa Taifas Leila Midaraisa. And as the Mefarshim explained the Gemara, what they meant to say is as follows. The aninus of the Yom Misa is aninus Daraisa. The aninus of the Yom Kippur is aninus de Rabbanan. And what is being understood in this Gemara is that they travel together. That just like the aninus of the Yom Misa is the Raisa, the Torah extends that aninus into the night after the Yom Misa, so too the Rabbanan, when they established aninus, with the Rabbanan, they modeled it after the way the Torah established it, and they extended their aninus into the night after the Yom Kippur. But that all establishes mechlal the Yom Misa type of deraisa, that the aninus of the Yom Misa, which is aninus deraisa, goes into that night mederaisa. Ask the Gemara. The Sava Rebbe, is that indeed the opinion of Rebbe that Aninus Lailas Midaraisa, that the Aninus of the night is the Raisa? But Tanya, we're going to learn a Braisa. And since we're going to learn this Braisa extensively in a few moments, because this is the basis of our Shia that we're going to discuss in the next Daf, we won't dwell on it at this moment. But what the Gemara there is going to discuss is the famous episode where the children of Aaron, Nadav and Avihu, were nifter on the day that they inaugurated the Mishkan. It was a day that many kabbalists were brought. We're going to discuss this in a moment. And on that day, Moshe Rabbeinu, Aaron, and it burnt the carbon chatos. And we're going to see a discussion. Why? Vomer, Batanya, the Braisa says, Hein Hayoyim, when Aaron says to Moshe Rabbeinu, this is today, said Aaron, Ani, in this time, Hayoyim, in this specific situation, Hayoyim Osir, V'layla Mutter, here we have a situation where there's a ninus during the day, because during the day was the day that his children died, and by night, because of a special decree, I am not an oinin, or a dairis, but in future generations, bein b'yoyim bein b'layla osa. When we speak about the Yoyim Hamisa, Aaron was saying to Moshe Rabbeinu, not only am I an oinin during the day of the death, I'm also an oinin the night following the death. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. That is the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. However, Rebbe Omer, Rebbe disagrees, and he says, Aninus Laila, Ein Medivrei Torah El Medivrei Sofer. Even the Aninus on the night after the Yom Hamisa is only the Rabbanan. So, what does this seem to say? That if the Aninus of the night after the Yom Hamisa is only the Rabbanan, so then certainly the Aninus after the Yom HaKfura, which the entire Yom HaKfura as we've been learning, is only an aninus d'rabbanan, that there should be no aninus at all. Says the Gemara, not necessarily. Lo'olam, Rebbe is of the opinion that indeed d'rabbanan he, the aninus of the night after the Yom Hamisa is only an aninus d'rabbanan. But so too did the Rabbanan say, the Chacham also chizlok the Reyim Yosem Moshot Torah. The Chacham went and established not only is the aninus after the Yom Hamisa an aninus, but so too the aninus after the Yom Hakfura should also be aninus. In other words, what we're saying is that the aninus on that day is aninus. The Ninus Yom Hamisa is a Ninus Doraisa, and then the Chazal went and extended that Aninus into the night after the Yom Hamisa Midrabonon, and then similarly Chazal made Aninus on the Yom HaKfura, and not only did they say that there's Aninus on Yom HaKfura, but they also said that that Aninus that they now have established should go into the night after the Yom HaKfura. So as we said earlier, the Gemara now will focus on this issue that happened when Aaron HaKohen's children, Nadav and Avihu, passed away, and they, what happened on that day with the Kabbonis, what happened in terms of the burning of Kabbonis, what happened in the dialogue between Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron. A number of words of introduction. As we said, on that day, Moshe Rabbeinu, on that day, that was the Yom Chanukah and Mizbeach, a number of Karbonos were brought. Specifically, three Karbon Chatos were brought on that day. A Karbon Chatos of Rosh Chodesh, because that day was Rosh Chodesh Nissan. A Karbon Chatos of Nachshon Ben Aminadav. That was the day that the Nesiim began to bring their Karbon, the special Kabbonis, and the first Nasi that brought a carbon was Nachshon ben Aminadav, and he was told to bring, and the third carbon was a carbon Chatos of the Meluim that the Kohen Gadol had to bring. And the Pasuk begins the Braisa, uses the word Kekein Tziveisi no less than three times. Says the Maratan Rabbonim, the Pasuk says Kekein Tziveisi Kashet Tzuveisi, Kashet Tzuve Hashem. Why does the Pasuk keep on repeating this word, Tzivut, that there was a commandment? Teaches us the Braisa. Kikein Tzuveisi, I was told by Moshe Rabbeinu tells Aaron, I was told that the Karban Mincha, even though you are an onion in this day, Baninus Yechua, should be eaten by Baninus. Kasha Tzuveisi, and then the second time when the Pasuk uses the words Kasha Tzuveisi, B'shas Mais Amalahem, when Moshe Rabbeinu discovered, as we're going to learn, that the Sor, the Chatos of Rosh Chodesh was burnt, he told them, didn't I tell you that the Kabbonis should be eaten, even though you're Oinonim? And Kasha Tziva Hashem, Moshe Rabbeinu used the words Kasha Tziva Hashem. It wasn't something that I made up myself. This is what I heard from Hashem. Says the Gemara, Ramini. So here we see that Moshe Rabbeinu had told Aaron that even though you're oining him, you should bring the carbon. Ramini, but asked the Gemara, the Braisa says, that why was the Karban Chatos burnt? Because they were Oinonim. And that's why the Torah uses the words Ka'ela, that since Ka'ela, since this terrible tragedy, says Aaron, happened to me, that I lost my children, that's why the Karban was burnt and not eaten. So in other words, the Gemara is asking the following theory. First, Bryce says that Moshe Rabbeinu is telling Aaron that even though you're oining him, you should bring it, even though you're oining him, you should bring it now. And then, Moshe Rabbeinu, you should eat this carbon. And now, the Brice is saying that Aaron said it was burnt because there were einanim, and it isn't an exception to the rule. How do we reconcile these two Brices? Amish Shmuel says, Shmuel like Hasha. The way to understand these two Brices, that these two Brices actually represent a machlokes tanon. Har of Yehuda, the Brice that says that there was no Isser Aninus, followed the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, Haram Nechemiah. The Brice, however, says that it was burnt because there were Aninim, follows the opinion of Rabbi Nechemiah. The Tanya, as we learned in the Brice, with Neinus Nesafur, why was the Sarish Chaydish burnt? The Sarish Chaydish was burnt because they were Aninim. And Lekach Nemer, and that's why Aaron says, Ka'ela Divar Nechemiah. Because this Ka'ela, because this terrible tragedy happened to me, that's why I burnt the carbon. Rabbi Yehuda of Shimon Aymer, Rabbi Yehuda of Shimon, on the other hand, hold, Neitum on the Sephor. The fact that they were Einanim wasn't the reason that the carbon should be burnt. Because Rabbi Yehuda of Shimon hold, as the first Brice that we just quoted tells us, that because they were Einanim, that this was a special situation, that even though they were Einanim, they were told that they can still bring the carbon. So, if so, why was it burnt? It was burnt because of Tumah. And the Gemara is now going to explain soon how we're going to understand each opinion. Shema to Omer. Rabbi Yehuda and Shimon continue defending their position. Shema to Omer, because if we're going to say that it was burnt because of the Aninus, Halol Shloshtin Shishafur. As we said at the beginning of the Shir, on that day, no less the three Kabbonis Kam Chattas were brought on that day. The carbon Chattas of Rosh Chodesh, the carbon Chattas of Nachshon, and the carbon Chattas of they were supposed to bring on the day of the inauguration of the Beis HaMikdash. So, says Rabbi Yehuda of Shimon to Rabbi Nechemiah, if you're correct and saying that because they became unfortunately Einanim, that's why they were supposed to burn the Karbonis, so Karbon Chattas, so why was only the Karbon Chattas of Nachshon, of Rosh Chodesh burnt, and not the other Karbon Chattas? Shemat Ha'omer, say Rabbi Yehuda of Shimon Tzor Nechemiah, Shemimnei Aninus Rifo, that was burnt because they were ironing him, Ha'il L'Shloshtim Shisrifo, so all three Karbonis should have been burnt. Why was only the Karbon Chattas of Rosh Chodesh burnt? Furthermore, Dover Acher, why should they be burnt at all? What they should have done is, as we know, as we've been learning, and we'll discuss this more later, the ninus of day, of by day, is different than the ninus of the night. So what they should have done is, they should have waited for the night when they're not oidonim, and then eaten the carbon instead of burning it. And furthermore, davar acha v'loy pinchas hayimon, wasn't Pinchas there, and Pinchas was Aaron was the father of Nadav and Avihu. Elazar and Asamar were Nadav and Avihu's brothers, but Pinchas wasn't a brother, wasn't the father. He was no more than a nephew. He was Elazar's son, so, and he was a Kohen, so they didn't have to burn it. They should have let him eat it. That's one way of reconciling the two Brises. Rava has a different way of reconciling the two Brises. He says, Idi v'idi Rav Nechemiah. Both Brises represent the opinion of Rav Nechemiah. One Brises seems to say that the reason they burnt it was because of Aninus. And another Brises says they burnt it because of Tumah. V'lo kasha. Kamba kachi shah. The Brisa that says that they were supposed to eat the Kabbonis even though they were anonym, is referring to the special kabbonis that were brought that year because of it being the Yom Chanukah HaMishkan. Tam b'kach Doris, the kabbonis that were brought in all future years, meaning the Karbon Chattas of Rosh Chodesh, which is a karbon that always has to be brought on Rosh Chodesh, that there was no special dispensation should be brought even though they're on it. And as I saw the Imre Emes explains, why is there a difference between Kachesh Shah and Kachi Doris, explains Dimri Emes, just like we learned earlier in Amos Sechta, that the mess that we learned Tadir Shena Tadir, Tadir Kaidim, that the Aloch is that we follow something that's more common is more Makodesh. Similarly, says the Dimri Emes, our Gemara is teaching us that something that's going to be brought in all generations of Klal Yisrael has a higher level of Kedusha. And in fact, he says, the Pasuk so seems to indicate. He says, because when the Pasuk describes Mitzvah Shmira Shabbos, the Pasuk uses the words, Lasis as a Shabbos L'dayroisom Bris Olam. You know what makes Shabbos so special? Is because L'dayroisom Bris Olam, that Klal Yisrael has to fulfill Shabbos L'dayroisom in all generations. So now the Gemara begins, how to explain the Pesukim. Now that we have two very different opinions amongst the Tanoim, what exactly happened, that episode when the children of Aaron died and the carbon chatos was burned, exactly what happened? Rabbi Nechemia Heich Matas Lani Kra, how does Rabbi Nechemia explain the Pesukim in the Parasha? Rabbanan Heich Matas Lani Kra. And how did Rabbanan explain the Pesukim in that Pasuk? Says the Gemara, Rabbi Nechemia Matas Lahafi. Rabbi Nechemia explains the Pesukim as follows. Moshe Rabbeinu says to Aaron, Madu Eloi Echaltim, why did you not eat the Chatas of Rosh Chodesh? Why did you burn it? Omer Eloi Moshe Aaron, Moshe Rabbeinu said to Aaron, Shemen Nichnas Domo Lufnai Lufnim, maybe you brought the carbon inside the Beis HaMikdash. Most of them show him take out the words Lufnai Lufnim, they just keep the words Lufnim. Maybe you brought it into the Beis HaMikdash, and as we've learned earlier in the Masechta, that if a carbon is brought into the Beis HaMikdash, Kama Chatas is brought into the Beis HaMikdash, it becomes disqualified. Amaloi, to which Aaron responded, Hangloi Huves Bama, I didn't bring it into the Beis HaMikdash. So then Moshe Rabbeinu says to Aaron, Shemachutz Mechitza Seyatza, maybe you took it out. Amaloi B'Kaidish Aysa, I didn't take it out of the Azara, it remained in the Kaidish, because had I taken it out, it would indeed become disqualified. And as Rishonim point out, all Aaron said was B'Kaidish. But we could understand the dialogue between Aaron and Moshe from the answer that Aaron gives Moshe. By Aaron saying, B'kaydish ha'isa, the Mara infers that Moshe Rabbeinu asked him maybe it was taken out of the Kaidish, to which Aaron says, B'kaydish ha'isa, no, it remained in the Kaidish all along, and therefore it did not become possible by being taken out of the Azara. So then Moshe says to Aaron, B'dimma, but Ninas Akrivisua, Apostle Sua. Maybe you brought it when you were owning him and you disqualified it. Amaloi. So Aaron says to Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe v'chei hemakrivu? Did my children bring it? That there's an issue that when Kahanim hajoitim are owning him, they not bring a carbon. Aniya crafty. I brought the carbon. And I, as a Kohen Gadol, may bring a carbon even when I'm an owning him. So ask the Ramban, how could Moshe Rabbeinu have even thought that they brought the Kabbonis when they were oining him? The Pasuk says that the Yered Ma'asos HaChatas V'Oil V'Ashlamim, that after they had finished bringing all of the Kabbonis of that day, only afterwards V'Yichu Nadav V'Naviyu, the Nadav V'Naviyu bring the Eish Zara, and they passed away. So certainly they were, Moshe Rabbeinu asked the Ramban, could not have had a question that the carbon was brought when they were eining him, because they brought all the kabbonis before Nadav and Avihu passed away. So I saw two terutzim into this question. One terutz is that Moshe Rabbeinu knew that they only died afterwards, but he thought there was maybe some dam left over, and that dam was the dam that they brought, that they perhaps were makriv that dam, they were zoyrek that dam after Nadav and Avihu passed away when they were already oining him. Another teretz is that Moshe Rabbeinu thought that they only brought the special kabbonis of that day before Nadav and Avihu passed away. But the other kabbonis that, which as we're learning, the kasara of Rosh Chodesh, which is not special to that day, was brought after Nadav and Avihu passed away, and therefore he was concerned that maybe I wasn't a summer who were owning him had brought the carbon. To which Aaron responded, I didn't. I didn't. I brought the carbon, and there's no issue of a kohen gadol who's an oinin being makar the carbon. But then the Ravid asks the question that we know that the Torah says that kohen gadol is, as we just said, is allowed to be makar the carbon as an oinin, because the pasuk says mikdash lo yetsa v'lo yichalel. Since he doesn't leave the base of mikdash, the halacha of aninus of not being makar the carbon when you're an oinin doesn't apply to the kohen gadol. Asks the Ravid. The pasuk says regarding the bnei Aaron during the shiva shemay meluim umipesach oil may loyseitzu kishem mishkos Hashem aleichem. So they're also to be treated like kohen gadol. So therefore, they should be allowed to be makar the carbon, even though they were oinanim. So the rishonim respond that when the Torah gives this chumrah to the bnei Aaron, it's only a chumrah. That the now I'll leave the Beis Hamikdash during the Shemayna Shemay Meluim. But it doesn't mean to say that it gives them all of the rules of a Kohen Gadol, and that they can be Makar v'Karbon even when they're as a Oinin, even as Oininim. Because as Ramosha goes on to explain the opinion of these Rishonim, this is a special rule that was only said to Kohanim Gedolim, to no one else. Furthermore, the Ravid and the Taz make a very interesting observation. Moshe Rabbeinu was saying to Aaron that the carbon should have been eaten when you were oining him. That was Moshe Rabbeinu, as we're learning, issue with Aaron. That why didn't you eat the carbon when you were oining him? Interestingly, Moshe Rabbeinu was saying to Aaron to eat the carbon when you're oining him. He wasn't only saying about Aaron. Everybody should be allowed to eat. But to be makar of the carbon, Moshe Rabbeinu thinking that there was a dispensation from Hashem that they're allowed to eat the carbon when they're oinonim, he understood that that dispensation was wouldn't apply to the Bnei Aaron. Why is there a difference between the krova and the achila? So the Taz says a beautiful pshat. The Taz says as follows. He says, achila of a carbon, a regular kohen may not eat as an oinon, and kohen gadol may not eat as an oinon. For whatever reason, Hashem said that this carbon may be eaten even when they're, those carbonists may be eaten even when they're oinonim. So when the dispensation is for everyone the same, for that krovo, there was no need to make a special heter. Because as we've been learning, a kohen gadol could always bring a carbon when he's an oinon. And therefore, the heter, as Moshe Rabbeinu understood, was only regarding the achila. For that krova, there was no need for a special heter, because we always had Aaron, the kohen gadol, who's allowed to bring a carbon when he is an oinon. Amalai. So now Moshe Rabbeinu says, "Hein lahu v'stama. If the carbon wasn't brought into the Beis Hamikdash of the Kodesh Haisa, and it wasn't taken out of the Beis Hamikdash, Oich l'tachlas say." Should have been eaten. As we began, didn't I tell you to eat this carbon even when this carbon should be eaten even when you're oinonim? Amalai. So Aaron responds to Moshe Rabbeinu. But to kreenu oisi ke'eli v'achalti chatz hayoyim hayita v'einem Hashem. What was Aaron saying to Moshe Rabbeinu? Shem lo shamata. When you heard this special dispensation from Hashem, maybe you only heard it el b'kach shah. Regarding the special kabbonis that were brought that day, if we're going to speak about kabbonis that are not unique to that day, like the karmichatus of Rosh Chodesh, kavachomer masakal, I can make a kavachomer that certainly they should not be eaten when we are oining it. Because my masakal, if meiser, which is kachin kalim, on retire, the Torah says that by the vidi meiser, one has to say, like, chalti ba'oinim emenu. Somebody's not allowed to eat ma'isr sheni when he's an oinim. Kotche doiris. When we speak about a karmi chattis, was a kotche kotchim, like koshkein, that I may not eat it. And that's why Aaron said, maybe what you heard was only regarding the special kabbalists of that day, not regarding the kabbalists that apply to all generations. Miyad, immediately, vayishma ma'isha, vayita ve'enav. Hoide v'loi boish. Moshe wasn't embarrassed to say, but Shemati, he didn't say, I never learned this. Ella Amr Shemati Shachachti. He agreed, you know what, Aaron, you are correct. So there's a few issues to bring up. Tosfos asks a question, how can we understand this Kal v'Chomer? The Gemara says we should learn the halacha of Kabbonis from the halacha of Maisa. As Tosfos, there's a special chumra by Maisa, that the halacha by Maisa is you have to use specifically minted coins to be paid the Maisa. That halacha doesn't apply, says Tosfos, by any other kachin. So maybe just like Maisa has that chumra, it also has the chumra that you can't eat it by Ninus, but it can't apply to all other kabbonis. Tosfos doesn't answer the question. Maybe the Tosfos question could be answered based on what the Brisker Rav says. The Brisker Rav makes a very interesting point. He says, we're not to understand that there's a rule by Meiser, and there's a rule by Kal v'Chomer, but there's a rule by Kachim. But the way to understand is that all Kachim are to be treated the same way. What does it mean that all Kachim are to be treated the same way? What it means to say is, says the Brisker Rav, there's a rule that Kachim are not to be eaten by Ninus. And therefore, it's not Meiser versus other Kabbonis. Maisa teaches us that there's a rule by Kachim that they may not be eaten by Ninus. So Moshe Rabbeinu said that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't say I never learned the halacha. Rather, Moshe Rabbeinu said I learned it and I forgot it. So Mepharshim explained, how do we know that that's what Moshe Rabbeinu said? Because the pasuk says the extra word Vayishma. Vayishma he heard and he said I heard but I forgot. Was pshat? Why? So from here it seems, asked the Mepharshim, that it's more embarrassing to say that I heard or forgot than to say I never learned in the first place. But the Mepharshim say that in many Gemaras it seems that the opposite is true. Saying that I didn't learn is more embarrassing than to say I learned and forgot. So which is the bigger embarrassment? So I saw a number of terutzim to this question. One terutz that I saw is that in future generations, where we have the whole Torah, certainly it's a bigger embarrassment to say I didn't learn. But in the time of Moshe Rabbeinu had never learned yet. Since Moshe Rabbeinu, in the time of Moshe Rabbeinu, there was no Torah. He was the one that brought the Torah to Klal Yisrael. So for Moshe Rabbeinu to say I didn't learn, it's not so embarrassing. To say I learned and forgot, that is a greater embarrassment. Another pshat that I saw from the Paradis Yosef, a beautiful pshat. Moshe Rabbeinu was particularly sensitive about forgetting learning. Why? Because the Gemara says that originally no one ever forgot any learning. Only after Moshe Rabbeinu brought the Luchas and broke the Luchas did he forget his learning. So Moshe Rabbeinu, who was so sensitive to forgetting, that's why by Moshe Rabbeinu he said Shamati v'shachachti, because by him forgetting was a very sensitive point. Another pshat that I saw is Vayishma Moshe. The Miriam says this pshat as well. He says Vayishma Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu says, the Gemara says that Moshe Rabbeinu, when he was on Har Sinai, heard Kol Ma Shetamid Vosik Osul Chadish. Everything that will be said by Talmidim in future generations. So Moshe Rabbeinu said, "Vayishma Moshe." After Moshe Rabbeinu heard what Aaron said, this is exactly what I heard. Your Torah is a true Torah. It's Torah that I heard already on Har Sinai. Vayishma, I heard this Torah on Har Sinai just for Shochachti. And then I saw from the Chasam Sofer, and Reb Chaim Shmulevitz says the same word, a very, very powerful word. They say Moshe Rabbeinu could have thought to himself that for him to admit that he made a mistake is very dangerous, because Moshe Rabbeinu was the first person that taught Klal Yisrael Torah, and if Klal Yisrael now sees that Moshe Rabbeinu is admitting that he made a mistake, they'll refuse to learn Torah from him, and from the inception of Torah he'll be in jeopardy of Klal Yisrael ever following the Torah. So Moshe Rabbeinu could have easily rationalized that for me to admit that I made a mistake would not be the right thing to do. Says the Gemara, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't make any of those calculations. Moshe Rabbeinu said, If I made a mistake, I don't make any calculations. I have to admit that I made an error. That's the way the Gemara is explained according to Nehemiah. What was the dialogue between Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron? Now the Gemara begins the dialogue according to Rabbi Yehuda of Shimon. How would Rabbi Yehuda of Shimon explain the Pesukim? Says the Mahakam Tarsluhu. This is the way they explain the Pesukim. Again, we begin the same way. Moshe Rabbeinu asked them, why didn't you eat this chatif? He asked them, Shem Nechus Dama with Nilef Nim. Maybe he was brought inside the Beis HaMikdash. Amalai, Hein Lai Huva Es Dama L'Kodesh Pnima. Wasn't brought into the Beis HaMikdash and didn't become disqualified that way. So then he says to, Moshe says to Aaron, Shem Chutz L'Mechitzasa Yotzasa. Maybe he was taken out of the Azara. Amalai Hein B'Kodesh Ois. It remained in the Kodesh. Continues, V'Dem Ba'anir N'Sakru V'Suah P'Suah. Maybe you brought it when you were owning him. Amalai, to which Aaron says to Moshe Rabbeinu, Heine Kavua, was it they who brought it? The possible Anina said if they would bring it, it would become disqualified that way. Amir Krafti, I brought it, and it doesn't come disqualified when I bring it. So Moshe Rabbeinu says, V'dima agab mereichu, pashed above it me. Maybe because you were so sad in your grief, it became tamei. Amalai Moshe. So Aaron says to Moshe Rabbeinu, Kachani beinecha, is this what you think of me? Shani mevaza kotcha shemayim, that I would not treat the kotcha with the proper respect? Says Aaron to Moshe Rabbeinu, v'tekreni oisi ke'elo, v'filo elo ke'elo eni mevaza kotcha shemayim. If this and many worse things than this happened to me, I would never disrespect the kotcha. So says Moshe Rabbeinu to Aaron, amaloi, I heim lehu v'stoma. If the karma chatas wasn't brought into the Beis HaMikdash, or b'kodesh oisa, and it wasn't taken out of the Azara. Achla oisa, b'kodesh kasha tzevesi. You should have eaten it by ninas, as I said. By ninas yichlua. You should be eaten by ninas. Why did you burn it? Amaloi. To which Aaron said to Moshe, Shem alo shemata el balayla. When you heard from Hashem that the carbon may be eaten, that this is an exception to the general rule, and even if we're oinonim, we're allowed to eat the carbon, maybe only at night we may eat the carbon. Diba Yoim, if we're going to speak about the day of Daninus, we can make the following Kavachoymer. Kavachoymer, Maisa Kau, we should make the following Kavachoymer. Or Ma Maisa Kau. If when we speak about Maisa, which is not as high level Kedusha, as Kachi Kabonis, or Matayrud, still that loch is, the Loy Chal Tabonim, and we may not eat it by Ninus, Kodish Chomer, like Koshke, certainly should be treated that way. Miyad. So certainly we couldn't, what do you call it, it can't be eaten by Aninus. But that was only Aninus of night, they said to Aaron said to Moshe may be eaten, not the Aninus of the day. As Tosfos, we began our shir today with the opinion of Rebbe that there is no difference between Aninus of day and Aninus by night. So we need to understand, as Tosfos, what Aaron was saying to Moshe Rabbeinu. Aaron was saying to Moshe Rabbeinu that maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a dispensation for Aninus of the night and not Aninus of the day. But the Gemara began that there is no difference between Aninus of the day and Aninus of the night. And Tosfos doesn't answer the question. So I saw pshat, and maybe this is the way that Chronima tried to answer Tosfos. We already in our previous year pointed out that Aninus is a very unique rule. That normally in halacha we know that the day follows the night. The only place that we see that the night, one of the only places in halacha that we see that the night follows the day, is by aninus, as we've been learning. Why? So there are a number of explanations. The one of the explanations is because aninus depends on sorrow, and Chazal determined that the grief one feels is not only by day, but it even goes on to the night after the day that this person passed away. So now we can very well understand the Gemara. Yes, Rebbe says, there is aninus at night. But certainly the grief that one feels at night is not the same level of grief as one feels by day. And that's why Aaron said to Moshe Rabbeinu, yes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that these kabbonis that are brought on this day may be eaten even when we're oinonim. But the aninus of night, even if it's the doraisa,
is not on the same level as the aninus of by day. And therefore, Hashem only let us eat it by night, not by day. Miyad says the pasuk v'yishma Moshe v'yita v'einav labosh Moshe loyma. Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't embarrassed to say lo shemati el shemati v'shachachti. Asked the Gemara, but according to this, at night, Aaron, Moshe, everybody agreed that the carbon could be eaten. So why not ibarle l'shui l'michel v'orta? Why didn't they wait till the night and eat it then, instead of burning it? Answered the Gemara, tumat v'ayins basa. Which means that since they couldn't eat the carbon till the night, so it was not used all day, and while they were waiting with the carbon around till it could be eaten by night, v'ayins, it became tumat. So asked the Mefarshim, so according to this, the issue with this carbon was that it became tumat. If that's the issue, the pasuk doesn't say anything about the carbon becoming tameh. And that is the entire issue here, that the carbon became tameh. So why isn't it mentioned in the pasuk? So, the Mefarshim say that Moshe Rabbeinu knew that the carbon became tameh. Moshe Rabbeinu's claim to Aaron was, if you would have eaten the carbon right away, it would have never become tameh. Why did you not eat the carbon right away, and like that, it had the opportunity to become tameh? To which Aaron responded, we weren't allowed to eat it till the night, and that's how this whole situation occurred. But then I saw from Chaim Meiser that he asks, how did it become tameh? The halacha is, as we've learned many times, that a food cannot become tameh unless it's mukhshal kabel tuma, until it becomes wet, and it has to become wet based on the owner's willingness that it should become wet. And they didn't want it to become wet. They didn't want it to become tameh. So they asked, how was a mukhsh to become tameh? So Chaim Meiser says a very big chiddush. He says the halacha that a food is only mukhsh l'kabel tumah if it becomes wet, and also has to become wet with the owner's willingness, is only if it becomes wet with tar liquid. But if it becomes tameh because tameh liquid comes in contact with it, it makes no difference if the owner is satisfied or not satisfied. And what happened here was that tameh liquid came on these kabbanas. Says the Gemara, Bishlam l'Rabbanan, according to Rabbanan, Hayim, it's simply to understand the pasuk, Hayoyim, that the pasuk focuses that this happened by day, because as they're explaining, there's a difference between day and night. El Mechemyo, my Hayoyim, what does the pasuk mean when it says the word Hayoyim? Says the Gemara, Chayvas Hayoyim. Aaron was distinguishing between the Chayvis of Rosh Chodesh, which because of Rosh Chodesh, because of the day, versus the obligations that come because of the event of the Chanukah's HaMishkan. Continues the Gemara, Bishlam Nechemya, Hanidik says, Hein Hayoyim. We could understand, Hein Hayoyim, that the Heter is only for Kabbanas that are brought because of Hayoyim. El Rabbanon, but according to Behudah of Shimon, Ma Hein Hayoyim, what does the pasuk mean with Hein Hayoyim? Says the Gemara, Hoth Kama. Hena Kruzel was they who brought the carbon, and Niha Crafty. I was the one that brought the carbon, because had they brought the carbon, we could understand why we become disqualified, because they were on him. Amamar, so we saw that Rabbi Yehuda and Shimon said to Rabbi Nechemya, Hoya L'shlosh N'shishafun. If you're right that they were burned because they were on him, then all the carbon chattas should have been burned. And as we explained on Amar Aleph, my shloshtim, what are the three kabbanas that Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon are referring to? Says the Gemara, the Tanya, Vasir achatish torash torash Moshe. Sar means the Sar Nachshon. Nachshon was the first Nasi that brought the kabbanas, his carbon chattas, on Rosh Chodesh Nissan. Chattas zu chattish Shmini. This was the chattas that they were supposed to bring on the eighth day of the Meluim. Dorish Sar Shor Rosh Chodesh refers to the Sar of Rosh Chodesh. Yochol Shlosh the Nisrafim. We would think that all three were burnt. Tamalayim Vehine Sarf. Echad Nisraf, only one of the Kabbanas were burnt. V'lai Shlosh the Nisrafim, but not all three were burnt. Darish Darish. The Pasuk used the word Darash Darish two times. Tar Shtei Drishis Lama. What are the two questions? Amalhu. Moshe Rabbeinu said to Aaron, "Memnei ma'achatas zu nisrafa? Why was specifically this carbon chatas burnt Ve'elu menachas, and the other kav mechatas that were brought to stay not burnt. Ve'en yedei ezu, but we don't know which carbon was burnt and which carbon was left. Kishu oimer, when the pasuk says, Ve'oysu nosim lechem l'seis es avoin ha'oida, have oimer z'ashir shirish chodesh, it means the sarish chodesh, because the sarish chodesh is a carbon, as we've learned many times, that's brought as a kapara if somebody went into the Beis HaMikdash when they're tameh. Says the Gemara, Shapa Kamalei. So don't Rabbi Yehuda and Shimon have a very valid issue with Rabbi Nechemya, that if Aaron felt that the kabbana should be burnt, shouldn't all kabbanas be burnt? Why specifically was only all kabbanas be burnt? Why specifically only this kabbanas? Says the Gemara, as we've been explaining the Gemara, it's very understandable. Moshe Rabbeinu taught them that only the kachesh dairis, the heter of aninus, doesn't apply to. For the kachesh shah, for the special kabbanas that were brought that day, there was a special dispensation given that there is no issue of aninus. Amamah, furthermore, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, etc., Nechemya, that the carbon should have been eaten by night, says the Gemara, Shapa Karmelite. Isn't that a valid point? That even if you hold that there is an issue of aninus with this carbon chattis, but by night there's no longer any aninus, says the Gemara, from the Nechemya is of the opinion, he holds that aninus of night is the daraisa, and therefore there's no reason to differentiate between the aninus of by day and the aninus of by night. Dover Acher, we learned on Amud Aleph that they said that Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon have an issue with Rabbi Nechemya, that Valai Pinchas HaYimon wasn't Pinchas there, and Pinchas wasn't a Kayin. So Pinchas was a Kayin, and he wasn't an Einan, so he could have eaten the carbon. Says the Gemara, Shapa Karmelei, isn't that a valid issue? Says the Gemara, Savla Kribalezer, Rabbi Nechemya agrees with Rabbi Lezer, like Rabbi Lazar, daughter of Lazar, Arma Mechanina, when the scan Pinchas Achahara was Zimri. Pinchas did not become a Kayan until he killed Zimri. The Ksiv, for Hoysa Loy Lazar Achrov, Bris Kunas Oilam. That only after the story of Zimri, that Pinchas killed Zimri, only then was he given the kahuna. So Mepharshim asked, why wasn't he given the kahuna before? So some of Farshim say that this was all predestined from Hashem, that he shouldn't be given the kahuna like everyone else because he was born a kohen, but he, because he was going to do this great act, was going to earn the kahuna. Another pshat is that everybody else who was a kohen was born prior to them being prior to this event. And since they were all born, they were born after Aaron and his children were made to Kohanim, Pinchas was the only person that was born at that time. And Hashem didn't want to have to make a special Mashiach on Aaron, and therefore Hashem waited for this event. That's when he became the Kohen. Rav Ashi says that he only became the Kohen Achashom Sholem Ben Shvatim, when he made peace amongst the Shvatim. Shnemar, v'yishma Pinchas HaKoyin, v'nesiyah Eidah, v'roshay Alpha Yisrael. There is a story that we know that Shevet Ruvain and Shevet Gad and Chatzi Shevet Menashe took their share on Eivor HaYarden, but they came to war in the time of Yeshua to take battle of capturing Eretz Yisrael, and then when they returned to their home, they built the Mizbeach, and there was a concern that they had built that Mizbeach because they wanted to start worshipping in Avodah Zarah. But a delegation was led by Pinchas, went to investigate what happened, and that's why at that time when he made Shalom and saw that they only made that Mizbeach on the contrary to show that they are part of Klal Yisrael, he made peace and avoided a war. And that's when he became Kohen. Vidach Nami, but doesn't Rav Ashi agree with what it says in the Pasuk, for Hoysaloi Lazara Akrov, that from the time of Zimri, from that episode he became Kohen? Answers the Gemara, Kik Sethaki, the bracha would exist. The bracha was that they should only be that his children would be kahanim, but he himself only became a kohen after the event in the time of Yeshua. Vidachnami exiv v'yishma peches a kohen, that he only became a kohen at that time. So the Gemara hahu luzar luyachas luzar akros. That is only to make his children afterwards. So ask the Mefarshim, according to the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, that Pinchas was already a kohen previously, and that's why they have an issue with Rabbi Nechemya, that Pinchas could have eaten from the kabbonis. Ask the Mefarshim, how could a Pinchas have tried to kill them? How could a Pinchas try to kill, did in fact kill Zimri ben Solu? He's not a Tamei, he's a kohen. So some explain that when Pinchas killed them, since he was doing it with Shem Shemayim, then all the halachas that a kohen may not become tamei don't apply. And in fact, when first we say with this, we could understand the halacha is that a boil aram is kanoim poivim boy. What is the definition of a kanoi? The definition of a kanoi is a person who doesn't ask questions; he does what has to be done. Yet the Gemara says the Pinchas consulted with Moshe Rabbeinu. Why did Pinchas consult with Moshe Rabbeinu? The answer is because Pinchas knew he was supposed to kill them, but he was concerned as a Kohen, is he allowed to kill them? To which he was told that when there's a situation of a Chil Hashem, the fact that you're a Kohen is irrelevant. Rather, you should immediately kill them because of what they did. Beautiful pshat that they saw from the Chesha Sofer. When it's kind of Pinchas, Pinchas didn't become a Kohen until the story of Zimri. What is the lesson? Says the Chesha Sofer. People think that it's the responsibility of great people, it's the responsibility of great people to take action. Says the Gemara. Pinchas wasn't a kohen. He wasn't a leader in Klal Yisrael. Bleniskan Pinchas. He wasn't yet a kohen. But that didn't prevent him from doing what he had to do. Because when somebody sees something has to be done, he shouldn't start thinking, who am I? He has to do what has to be done.